Hi, from the Front Row Network and NPR Illinois, I'm Megan.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And on this week's episode of Like This Pod,
we think you're going to like Disenchanted. So friends, first of all, let's talk about the sleepover.
I was going to say, we had a little sleepover.
We had the first official Like This Pod sleepover. Mm-hmm.
We did. I'm going to swallow right into the microphone. That's what she said.
Staying. Can you guys tell we're recording this at 10 o'clock at night?
On Tuesday. 2 days before it drops.
Yeah. And we live together now.
Anyways.
You're welcome, America. The
chaotic energy just got a lot more chaotic. Anyways, so yes, we had the first monthly Like This Pod sleepover,
mm-hmm.
the inaugural edition. It was princess or villain themed.
Mm-hmm.
As per usual, our friends only half understood what we were doing.
Listen, they wore pajamas.
No.
Oh.
Sarah did not wear pajamas.
Sarah didn't wear pajamas. Everybody else wore pajamas, but also wigs. And
yeah.
We love them for it.
Well, that's just because they commit to the bit. That's why we're friends mm-hmm. with them. So, I was going to send out a fancy invitation, but there's no time. Also, we had no idea what we were going to do in this episode. We were like, okay, for Sadvember, we're going to do this and this. And what else? And then we were going to go to a different event. We weren't going to record about it. We were going to maybe go see Fleetwood Mac cover band. We were going to maybe go see Taylor Tomlinson in Peoria. And then neither of those things happened because they both sold out.
Yeah.
And so Jacqueline's like, you know what? Disenchanted comes out. What if we...
Let's have a party.
What if we just watch it? I was like, what if we have a sleepover? So we did. So we invited... So I sent out a very sketchy text message.
She did.
That was like...
Rachel was like, I thought it was spam.
What are you doing on this date? I'm not going to tell you what it is. Keep it open. And then I had everybody over for a bonfire like 2 days later or something like that.
Yeah.
When we had the bonfire here and spilled the beans because I have no chill.
We're like, by the way, guys.
We're like, this is what we're doing. Wear your princess or villain pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring your own board. That was our snacks. So... That's what we did. Jacqueline and I are like, yeah, we're going to totally do this. And then I wore black leggings and a Cinderella t-shirt. Jacqueline wore princess pajamas.
I, in true fashion, didn't have to make a decision.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. She had a costume change.
Well, I had a costume change and I picked all the princesses. So. And I had a costume change because I spilled all over my pants.
She thought it was a really good idea to wear white.
Listen, it's what I had. Katie, you guys have seen the TikToks.
Yeah.
But Katie dressed up as Hades, which I was a little mad about.
She also wasn't in pajamas. She was wearing a blue sweater dress.
Yeah.
And like a kimono.
Yeah. But she did have the best wig.
She did. It was a really good wig.
Yeah.
And then Caitlin was Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore...
She was in pajamas.
Yeah. Well, she was in, like loungewear. Like,
yeah.
As much as I was in pajamas, she was in pajamas.
Yeah. Yeah, she had these cute, like, tealish joggers and a purple sweater and a purple crop top in case she got hot.
Yeah.
She was prepared.
And a green beanie. Was she wearing a green beanie?
I don't remember.
She's wearing a beanie.
She had a beanie and a red wig.
Because she didn't like the way her red wig looked, so she wore a beanie.
Yeah. And then Rachel
was Belle.
Yeah. And she had, like, Beauty and the Beast leggings and a shirt
mm-hmm.
and a cardigan. And she brought a book. And she had Emma.
Her daughter.
She said it was the girl, so I wasn't sure which one it was.
Yeah.
She had their headband
Like,
on.
One of those, like baby headbands on her head. That have, like, the little, like, I want to call it, like, a patch. Because I don't know what else to call it. Like, a little rose patch.
Yeah. She was like, this, we need to do whatever we're going to do because it's squeezing my head. And Sarah... had her black leggings and a purple dress and the best velvet blazer.
Yeah, like a velour blazer.
It was amazing. She was Ursula.
She was. We had a nice mix of
Yeah,
by a nice mix, we had two villains and everybody else was
princesses. Three princesses and me, who was everyone. But mostly a princess.
So, they also brought food. You guys also have probably seen this TikTok, but we're going to reiterate to those of you that don't watch our TikToks. And if you don't, you're why?
We need everybody. Post them on Facebook, so come on, guys.
And Instagram. I'm going to need everybody to go watch them all on TikTok, though.
Mm-hmm. Watch them and like them.
I'm going to tell everybody what I tell everyone when I meet them. I have a podcast and it has 196 episodes, and I need you to go download all 196 of them right now. Yeah.
You guys, my grandma did. She gave me her phone and I downloaded every single episode. She doesn't listen to them. She might now.
I'm like, you can immediately delete them. It's fine.
Delete them immediately. I don't care. Just download them.
Yes. Yes.
But if you do listen, tell us how much you like it.
Yeah. Because we know you will. Hey, we think you're going to like this. This episode is ridiculous.
It's my favorite.
Anywho, so we also made boards. Mm-hmm. I made a popcorn board. I swear that there were five different kinds of popcorn, even though it looks like there was all the same popcorn. I had salt and pepper popcorn, lime popcorn. It was all skinny pop, first of all.
Yeah.
Regular kettle corn, sweet vanilla kettle corn, and gingerbread.
And the gingerbread was delicious.
It was. There's more.
Good.
And then Jacqueline did like a caramel / candy apple board.
Mm-hmm. There was just caramel dip and chocolate dip and all the pieces. There were chocolate
every
chips.
Every single chip she could find.
Peanut
in the
butter
aisle.
Chips and Funfetti chips and cinnamon chips and Reese's chips. I think I said that already, but Butterfinger and Heath.
And Heath. Oh, they were so good.
Yeah. And just regular peanuts because why not? Because
caramel apples.
Yeah. So Caitlin had a pumpkin board.
Yes. She had everything pumpkin that the grocery store makes, plus she made her own.
Yeah. There was butter, there was bread, there were little pumpkin candies, there was some dip, there all sorts of things.
Yes. Little, oh, you know, you said the little pumpkin candies, little like yogurt covered pretzels that were pumpkin.
Yeah. All the pumpkin.
Yes.
Katie had the breakfast board.
Yes. And it had mini pancakes and strawberries and egg bites. She made delicious egg bites, you guys. Yeah. One of them was like bacon and parmesan and onion.
Yeah, it was so good.
And then there was...
bananas.
There were bananas. I'm trying to remember what the other like bites
Spinach
were.
And red pepper and onions.
I was thinking one of them had peppers in it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sarah...
And syrup.
Oh, and syrup. All of the syrups.
She had fancy
syrups.
She had
like maple praline, apple butter,
and salted caramel.
Mm-hmm. And then Sarah made a dessert board.
Mm-hmm.
And it had brownies and chocolate chip cookies and the most adorable little freaking
turkeys. They're so cute.
They're so cute.
And Rachel had the meat and cheese board, which is my favorite board always.
Yeah. And it had little salamis. Uh-huh. And it had brie
and prosciutto
and
crackers
and lots of crackers. Mm-hmm. And I think another kind of cheese.
There were several different kinds.
Yeah, because there was goat cheese too,
and there was cheddar too, just like regular. Yeah,
it was delicious.
Yeah. And so we had all of that food, which was a lot of food. Mm-hmm. There were leftovers.
Yes.
So we had that, and then we made fancy drinks.
We did. I yelled at Jacqueline because I was like, we have to make a TikTok about it.
And then my TikTok broke.
I already started it. We had a fight in front of everybody. But like a Megan and Jacqueline fight, not like a real fight.
Yeah. Because we needed to start the movie, but we needed to start the drinks because we needed the drinks for the movie.
Yes. Also, we only had Rachel for a limited amount of time.
Yeah. It was important. Wow. So we made the drinks. There was a purple one and a blue one.
Yes. Purple with stars and blue with
glitter.
Shimmer. I don't know what word I was trying to say, but it's not coming out. So the purple one was called the Maleficent. But
we renamed it.
I decided it's going to be called the Disenchanted, and the blue one is going to be called the Enchanted, because friends, we watched Enchanted first. Here's the spoiler alert, friends. We did not watch Disenchanted during the sleepover.
Not during the sleepover.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So, what went into the Disenchanted?
Oh, geez.
Oh, I'll just tell you.
I don't remember.
It
I just
was
it.
Raspberry liqueur, lemon.
Vodka.
Oh, we did raspberry vodka instead of raspberry liqueur. More vodka, lemon, and Sprite.
And Sprite. And purple food coloring.
And purple food coloring and stars. Edible stars.
And stars. Stars are very important.
And then the Enchanted was more vodka.
Yeah, more vodka. Blue Curacao.
Blue Curacao. And champagne.
And champagne. and blue shimmer and a tiny bit of green.
Yeah, blue shimmer and a tiny bit of green because it had to be teal for hashtag for the pod. And then eventually when you took three drinks out of it, Sprite, because it was so strong. There was so much vodka in it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And
we followed the recipe. It wasn't like, and she was measuring too. It wasn't like you were just like eyeballing Tito's and we were using Tito's. Like, you should not have been able to taste the vodka.
No. Something was weird.
So I've decided we're no longer finding cocktails on the internet. We're going to have to find them somewhere else.
It's fine. I'll just start making them up. I'm pretty good at it.
There we go. So yeah, so we got our drinks, we sat down, and we attempted to watch Enchanted.
Yes, which Katie had only seen bits and pieces of, so she was like, what just happened? And so we then had to explain it to her, and then it was just
so then
whole
we
time.
Did the Olaf Explains version of Enchanted during the whole movie.
And then we all sang.
Yes.
The whole time. Yes. We made a couple TikToks, which you saw.
Yes. Made all of Jacqueline's dreams come true.
Yeah. I wanted to do that one for so long. And then, first of all, we all had a moment during the dance.
Oh, yes.
During So Close.
This is the best part.
That was the one time we were all like, everybody, shh.
There's no talking.
And then I sang to everyone. Yeah.
And then, before that, we had a very deep discussion, heated debate about whether or not we like Giselle's dress.
Yes. Yes. The dress was very important. Yeah. The jury is still out. Yeah. We still haven't decided.
Nobody landed on the same side. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yeah, we're going to start the other one. And I pulled the other one up.
Yeah.
And
it sat on the screen.
And then it sat on the screen for like an hour and a half while we cackled.
For like 3 hours.
No. Well, I mean, after Rachel left, yes. But I meant before Rachel left.
Yeah. Before Rachel left. Yeah.
Yeah. No, after Rachel left, we knew we weren't going to watch the other movie, so it just sat there for the rest of the night.
Yeah, and we chatted for
We had actual sleepover chats. We talked about body parts and situations and
all sorts of things. But it was
people took their clothes off. Fine.
People texted other people's husbands and tell them they took their clothes off. It was a great
person
time.
Kept taking their clothes off and putting them back on and taking them off again. It's fine because most of us are like not trying to like date anybody else. Also, we've all known each other now for like 6 years.
I met everybody in 2019.
That's it?
I mean,
yeah, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, but almost four because it was like March.
Ish, yeah. So we've known each other for a long time and we're all in theater. So none of us are really like shy about things anyway for the most part.
But, well, and nobody's trying to date anybody in this room.
No, because half of them are married.
Over half.
Yeah, really, it's just Caitlin and I that aren't.
It's just the non-30s.
And Caitlin, And Caitlin and I aren't trying to date each other.
No, I'm not going to say
nope,
that.
Don't say it. Anyway, I love Caitlin and Caitlin loves me, but we are not trying to date each other and that's fine.
No, we have a plan for Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
So we'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah.
On hashtag Operation Caitlin.
No, it has to be a code name. Hashtag Operation Horse Goblin.
I was going to say Whore Goblin.
This episode is a mess.
We're going to have to mark it explicit and it's a Disney episode. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, friends.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome, America.
This should be what you're all thankful for, is this episode right here.
That's what we should do at the end, is what I'm thankful for instead of what I like this week.
Solid. Yeah. So, then everyone went to sleep.
Yes. We found out where everybody was. We made some sleeping arrangements.
Yeah.
Nobody would sleep in the bed downstairs, and then finally Sarah was like, I'll do it. Uh-huh. I went to my bed. Jacqueline went to her bed.
Yeah. I thought about sleeping downstairs, but I didn't want to try and shove three people on the couch.
No.
But someday we'll have a sleepover where we're all sleep just in a pile on the floor.
That's the plan. Maybe for next time.
Yeah.
So I have to rearrange my living room first before we have room for a pallet.
We'll figure it out.
Anyways. So the sleepover was over. Yes. Everybody went and moved Jacqueline.
Yeah. Moved me.
Everybody woke up hungover. We ate breakfast and then everybody went and moved Jacqueline and then I met them. yes. and moved Jacqueline. They moved Jacqueline into the truck, and then I came and helped them move from the truck into the storage unit.
Yes.
Not that Jacqueline lives in the storage unit.
I do. That's where I live now.
Because you're a sewer rat.
Yes. Because I... Your husband would be so proud of you right now. So.
Anyways.
I live in the storage unit. And Maggie and I knew that we had to do this episode. So we said, okay, on Sunday, we have several things that we have to watch. And we were going to do nothing on Sunday because we were exhausted.
Yes.
So then we watched the first thing that we were going to do. Mm-hmm. And then we did a bunch of things.
Yes.
And then we're like, nope, too sleepy, can't.
Yeah, we had to go sit at an Asian restaurant for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, came back and I was like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah. So then.
And then I had a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we have to record something this week.
And we are. So then yesterday, Monday.
Yes. The 21st, friends.
I got here. And we ate. We did all the things. Ren went to bed. And they're like, okay, now we have to watch this movie. We still had several interruptions during this movie.
By several interruptions, she means my husband kept coming down and bothering us.
But I also had things to say that I had to stop.
That's true.
So we watched the movie.
We did. So what were your opening thoughts as it opened up?
Opening up, I was just like, it immediately hit us with several Easter eggs from other movies.
And that was my best Craig McFarlane. What did you think? Should I have been meaner? I should have been meaner, right?
Yeah, you should have been meaner to me.
Jacqueline, I know you don't know what a movie is, but there was these, before we had streaming services, we had cassette tapes. And after that, we had these little discs. But now we stream them.
Good to know.
Anyways, your actual thoughts.
I was happy that there were already Easter eggs in the very beginning. And so that's all I focused on for the whole movie. I was like, what are you going to give me?
I go, the fairies.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I was like, that's Sleeping Beauty's parents.
Yeah. No, they were actual Sleeping Beauty's parents.
Yeah.
Like the beginning, there's actual. No, I know. I'm co-signing with that. On you.
I was there.
But the fairies weren't the actual fairies. Yeah. But in the animated portion, there was actual things from other animated movies.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought it was cute that it started, and it's just Pip telling his kids the story. Yeah. But I thought it was cute, and I liked it.
The whole thing?
I didn't.
Or just the beginning?
I mean, first impressions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not think it was meh.
Craig McFarlane.
So what did you think?
I liked it. I mean, we're going to talk about it, but I cried. So
she did.
It's fine. I also cried today watching a Fancy Nancy episode. Are you okay? Are you going to die? So everybody knows the Fancy Nancy episode called Fancy Nancy and the Nice List or something like that. Maybe don't watch that if you're emotionally fragile right now. Maybe I was sitting on my floor crying while my 1-year-old was watching. It's fine. She was just stoic.
She didn't care. So you cried during Disenchanted.
I did. I did, because the whole theme, we're just gonna start talking about it. Mm-hmm. So the whole theme, which is
spoilers for the whole rest of the time, friends.
We will unclap when the spoilers are done, I guess. Anywho, I'm not gonna remember to do that.
Nope.
I was trying to figure out what they were doing with this movie. It was cute and it was fun. Yeah. I did not love the duet between Idina Menzel and James Marsden. I love James Marsden. He freaking came out and I was like, why? Why isn't the sequel just about you in Andalasia?
That's all that I wanted.
But also, I don't want you in Andalasia. I want you only in the real world.
I want you in my real world.
I don't remember what we said about just shoving Patrick Dempsey in there. And I was like, shove him in somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway.
We made lots of filthy jokes about Patrick Dempsey throughout this whole movie. It's fine.
As one does.
But yeah, their little duet was...
It was odd. Was
odd. It did not feel... I don't feel like they have chemistry.
No.
I didn't feel like they did in the first movie either. Yeah. And...
Well, and like somebody said, somebody was like, they told James Marsden he was only going to get one song. And so then he decided to sing all of the words he said. Because when he first starts talking to Robert, he goes, Robert. And I love that for him. I'm like, yeah.
Also, Jacqueline just kept listing off everybody. Oh, they get a song before Idina Menzel. They get a song before Idina Menzel. Maya Rudolph gets a song before Idina Menzel.
Because homegirl is freaking, she doesn't get a whole song in the first movie.
She had one song in the first movie and then they cut it. Oh yeah.
And now she has to wait till almost till the last new song.
Yeah, it's the last like full song.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not. Technically there's the little finale song, but
and
also hot take, I didn't love it.
No. 80% of it's animated.
And she's just you can't hear.
No, the mix is wrong.
It is. But anyways, so when the like wish thing happens, which I was playing on my phone during, so I missed, and Jacqueline had to tell me what was happening.
She's like, oh, what happened? What did, is it because of this? I was like, no, she made the wish. Now the wish is coming true. Oh.
Oh, I missed it. Anyways, the whole thing is another like play on the stepmother. So like the whole first movie was like obviously like it was like the princess like fish out of water thing, but it was also like, you know, she doesn't think her stepmother is the evil stepmother, which right. she was. And then in this one, it's like Giselle is not the evil stepmother, but
sometimes she is.
But sometimes she is. Well, because like Morgan's a teenager and she doesn't know how to deal yeah. with a teenager. And so Morgan, you know, in Morgan's brain, she is the evil stepmother. Right. Not like all the time.
Yeah. Well, like in the beginning of the movie, she calls her mom.
Yeah.
And it's all sweet. And then she's yeah. like, no, you're just my stepmother. And that yeah. just threw the whole thing
yeah,
away.
That's what triggered it.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole like line between like stepmom and mom. And
yeah.
there's this like moment at the end where she, I don't even remember what happens, but they have a moment. Amy Adams and Morgan have
they
a moment.
They have a moment. Well, it's because Giselle's dying.
Yes. And she calls like, her mom.
What do you do? And, yeah. And it. Saves the world.
Yeah.
Both worlds. Yeah. The real world and Andalasia.
Yeah.
So.
But I think it's fun.
Yeah. It's cute. It's not like, oh my, it's not better than the first one. It's nowhere near the first one.
It's, I think it's totally but, different.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I have this problem with Maya Rudolph. Because Maya Rudolph does not play any character except herself.
Sure.
I don't see her in any movie and see anything other than Maya Rudolph just being ridiculous, mm-hmm. which is fine, mm-hmm. but it always takes it out for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I get, as soon as she is there doing something, I'm like, I am disjointed from this mm-hmm. movie.
I 100% agree.
And it bothers me because I want so badly to stay in it and I can't because here's Maya Rudolph just being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, and it makes me laugh, but that's not always what I want.
Right.
So I struggled with that, especially because she just kept, like, popping up in the beginning. Yeah. It's like it was just weird.
And she had Yvette Nicole Brown, who was great, and J.Mo Mays, yeah. who was also great. Like, yes. sleeper, like, the weird, crazy friend, but, mm-hmm. like, really funny.
And they were, like, the stepsisters.
They were the stepsisters.
Which was fun. And Megan goes, they're wearing the dresses! Yeah. Like, I know!
They were. I was very excited. Exciting. Morgan's wearing the live-action Cinderella yeah. dress, and she's got the stuff in her hair. And
yeah.
Also, Morgan and the Sun have a song, and yes. it got cut.
Aww. Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. It's sad.
It's on the soundtrack, so I haven't listened to it, but yeah. I want to listen to it.
And we thought that Morgan was still the original Morgan, but it wasn't. But
no.
She does make a cameo in the market.
She does. And we decide that she must not be able to sing.
Yeah, because Homegirl sings several times in yeah. this movie. She has like a whole song to herself right. and then the song with Idina and right. Giselle and all sorts of things.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Also, they have a baby.
Yes.
And the baby is so cute.
And the baby's name is Sophie.
I want to claw my eyes out.
Mike goes, oh, look at that baby.
Every time the baby was on the screen, I was like, oh my God.
It was funny.
So, but Patrick Dempsey, also, you can just tell Patrick Dempsey loves that baby so much. Yeah. Like, he was like,
oh, that's all he cared about. He's like, yeah. you want me to do this movie? Is there going to be a baby? Yes. All right. All right. Also, Amy Adams. That's fine too. Love her.
Also, I feel like they were barely on screen together though.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was like they couldn't pay them to be there at the same time.
Yeah. But I will say, Amy Adams did phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, she has these moments where she is like switching personalities between Giselle and like an evil stepmother. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect. Mm-hmm. You can tell exactly when she's doing it. And like, I noticed part of the way through the switching that the lighting would shift.
Mm-hmm.
It would become kind of like grayer and darker, mm-hmm. and then like bright and sunny. But I didn't need that to real, mm-hmm. like, and like, she even changes her voice and like her, just her whole demeanor, mm-hmm. of everything is different.
It's like a physical change.
Yeah. And it was amazing. Like, oh, yeah. It was probably the best part of the movie, was just her acting and doing all of that. Mm-hmm. Like, it was amazing and my most favorite.
Agree, because the songs in this movie are just okay.
There are a couple, like, they're fun.
Yeah,
they're fun songs. Like the song that Amy Adams and Maya Rudolph sing together, it's fun. It's cute, and I like it. They're, like, tangoing about talking and talk. They're not actually tangoing, but it feels like a tango, mm-hmm. song. And they're talking about how much better they are at being bad than the other person.
It felt like a song that should be in Descendants, though.
Yes, it did. It very much did. But I still liked it.
Definitely.
I liked it a lot. And the way that they did, like, the filming and all of that kind of stuff, it was...
Yes,
it was
where they kept, the choreography. Like, scratching the, like, and then the scene would split. And, yeah, I did like that.
Yeah, that was really cute.
I also liked Idina's song. Like, mm-hmm. I liked it better in the credits.
Yeah, the credits was a better mix. You could hear her.
Yes. I really liked Morgan's song.
Yes, the perfect Belle song. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That was a really, really good one.
But, like, the song that Amy Adams sings at the beginning, I didn't really care for.
It was
the,
okay.
The, like, Wish song, I didn't really care for. Like, I don't know. They just, like, the Wish song was better than the one at the beginning, but they just felt forced a little bit, I felt like.
Yeah.
Like, the magic that was just, like, effortless in the first one
didn't translate in this one. Yeah. Which, like, I get that it's trying to, like you said, because it was, there were so many, mm-hmm. I felt like so many more songs. You're like, well, it's because Andalusia is that place. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it, but it, like, transitioned too quickly for me, mm-hmm. or something. It was just, it was weird. But I also, I liked this, the other Market song. Like, not the perfect one, but the other song that they have in the town.
Like, when they first, when she first wakes up?
Yeah.
I like the kitchen part.
The kitchen part.
I wanted to talk
best.
About the kitchen appliances, because they're really cute, and
they're
really like them.
Also slightly terrifying.
They are slightly terrifying, but they're also, like, very cute, too.
And it was very Be Our Guest. Uh-huh. Meet Cinderella. Like, that whole thing was very Be Our Guest Meet Cinderella.
Agreed.
And there were also a lot of times, and this is probably what Jeremy was talking, possibly, I don't know, I haven't talked to him, but anyway, in each of the, not each of the songs, but in a lot of the songs, you get throwback, like, little jits, what the heck was I gonna say, little just like
bits,
snips
maybe?
And bits of like other songs, mm-hmm. like Be Our Guest was part of it, Part of Your World was there, mm-hmm. and they also did like part of Your World, like in like kind of part of the choreography for it, because like Morgan like sits up on this thing kind and of how Ariel that. does, and then somebody throws a bucket, mm-hmm. of water, and there's a lot of those Easter egg-y things even in like the music and the lyrics and all, mm-hmm. sorts of things, and so that was really cool to hear.
Jacqueline kept like losing her mind because in Love, I wanted to call it Love Bombed, that's not what it's
love
called,
love power,
so stupid. She kept saying let it grow,
let it glow,
it's let it grow, let it glow, or let it glow, let it grow, but she's both of them. I don't know what order,
like,
they go,
let it go,
but she's like, let it go,
let it go, let it go.
Also, I really enjoyed that a lot of the incidental music was instrumental versions of the songs from the first movie.
Well, yeah,
so like, it, like, yeah, at one point you hear Ever After, you hear a Happy Working song, like it's
you hear That's How You Know, mm-hmm. yeah, and that I like that because of all the music. And I also, there was one song that came on, I go, oh, there are all the horns. It was exciting.
It's fun though. I would watch it again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to go watch it again right now, but I will watch it again.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's super, super enjoyable.
Yeah. I'll probably watch it with my mom. Like, she'll be like, hey, I'm gonna watch it, and we'll watch it. Like, and I won't be like, I don't wanna watch that. Like, it was cute.
I feel the same about it that I felt about Hocus Pocus too.
Yeah. It was less about the story and more about these people want this movie.
Yeah. Let's the get enjoyability into them. Of it. But I'm yeah. like, they both like got me. They like the storytelling wasn't the best, but it still at least worked on me. I cried yeah. in both of them. So yeah.
I cried in the first one.
No. Oh, in Hocus Pocus. In Hocus Pocus 2 and yeah. in Disenchanted.
I didn't. I almost cried.
You didn't cry in Hocus Pocus 2?
No.
Oh, I did.
I don't think I did.
I did. When Winnie, like...
Yeah, I don't think I did.
When Winnie loses our sisters, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, Megan... we're, like, sitting there, and I knew this part was making Megan cry. I knew it was happening. And she just goes, I'm fine!
I can't remember what they said, but I was just like, I'm fine. I just burst into tears and also was spontaneously screaming laughing.
And then I just am like in the corner like laughing and I go, it's not funny, but it is.
And I just kept like losing it over and over again.
Like, I felt bad for laughing that she was crying, but just the whole situation.
You guys, I'm very fragile.
You're kidding me.
Like, Jacqueline keeps, like, telling everybody that she is this, like, fragilely emotional person right now. But I am, like, teetering on the edge and I don't know what's going on with me or not.
Just gave it all to you.
I have to get my hormones checked. Because I am, like, losing it. That's why I couldn't go see Fun Home. Because I just wasn't going to make it out of that theater alive.
Nope.
But I'm sure it was perfect in every yeah. way.
Yes. But I wish... Okay, also, let's talk about Patrick Dempsey and the doofus that he was for this whole thing.
Oh my god, friends. He wanted to be the James Marsden character so bad.
He just can't.
He can't.
He just can't.
He is the gallant and never the goofus.
Yeah. And it just didn't work.
No. And he looks weird. Like, we yeah. kept like commenting. Yeah. Like, he's like, he, I don't like, know, something about him is not.
He lost weight only in his face.
Yeah, he's very gaunt. That's it's what I was thinking scary. Too.
Yeah, I don't know. He's still cute. Still love his face. Yeah, the most.
Obviously,
he's very pretty. Obviously. But it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
But James Marsden at the end when they come and he's fighting with the children.
You're tiny peasants.
He cracked me up. Oh my gosh. And then he goes to put the sword away. He doesn't have it.
So he just drops it.
It's like, whatever. Done.
So he's like, my sword? You know, that you saved my. Can I? Yeah. He's like, you can have it back. Good.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't need it anymore. He goes, oh, okay. Can I have it back? He's like, yeah. Okay, good.
Do you live here?
Yeah. Do you live here? Are you poor? That was the other best part. Oh, are you poor?
Are you poor?
He just didn't get it. I did. Okay, the saddest part for me was when Andalasia is like falling apart and crumbling. And we see Idina in the real world and James Marsden
yeah.
and Andalasia. And they're like looking at each other and like, he's dying. And she's like, oh my gosh, my home and my love and all of this stuff. That was very sad for
But
me.
Also, she's not a true daughter of Andalasia, so she probably wouldn't have died.
No, she wouldn't have. But like everything yeah. she loved was dying.
Definitely.
So it made me sad. I didn't cry, but that part made me sad. I look at my hair and go, this is the saddest part of the movie.
She did say that. And I did feel some, like, feelings for her then. But, like, I don't know. Just something about Idina Menzel in this movie. I'm like, she is, like
yeah.
not in it at all. Like,
I feel like it's the bangs.
Maybe. They were a lot.
There's something weird with
they
the
were,
bangs.
Like, it's halfway like, back on her head.
Well, it's like, they were, like, covering her whole face and she was yeah. hiding behind them.
She's
and
trying
like,
to hide her nose because everybody talked about her nose so much in the first one.
But, like, ma'am, you are so pretty. Like, yeah. You don't need to hide
she
behind
things.
She
was wearing
bangs,
a boobie dress.
Oh, she was wearing her boobie. She was wearing several boobie dresses. Homegirl could not put them away.
She said, we're in the boobie dress at Disney.
She's wearing a Disney movie. It must be fine. So everybody knows, boobie dresses at Disney are okay. Idina Menzel yeah, said so. Yeah. It's allowed. But yeah, it anyways. Just, some of them felt just like very disjointed.
Agreed. However, I will say that anytime Idina Menzel spoke or sang, she sounded like Idina Menzel.
Yes.
And she did not sound like Elsa. Yes. And I very much appreciated that.
Agree 100%. It was nice.
Yeah.
Like, love Elsa and love Frozen, obviously. Yeah. But it was nice that she got to be herself. She got to be the other character and somebody who isn't singing Let It Go. Yeah. Let It Glow.
Let It Grow. Goodness gracious.
That song was very pretty. The animation while they were in Andalasia and then the wispy prettiness once they were in the real world. It was beautiful.
Yes.
But they definitely focused more on that than the song itself.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, I feel bad for her. Like, I know that she has all these other songs and other movies and shows and yada, yada, yada for herself. But, like, give Homegirl a legitimate, like, showpiece song.
No, friends. I walked out of Enchanted the first time I saw it in theaters. And I'm like, did I just watch a movie with Elphaba in it? And they didn't have her sing?
Yeah.
Like, but it might have been when her voice was shot.
Well, she had the song. It just got cut. So yeah. I don't know what happened. Kevin Lima. What? Why didn't she get the song? Is it for time? Because we could have cut some other things in Enchanted. I'll tell you what you should have cut.
I have a list. Oh, and also, speaking of, like, Broadway people, the dude.
Oh, yeah. I was proud of myself because when Robert is going to the city for the first time and, like, commuting, these people show up and I go, oh my gosh, it's the genie. And it was James Monroe Inglehart, and he was the genie. And then he was, you know, in the, I still don't know what it is, Monrealasia?
Well, it was Monroeville first.
Yeah. But when it changed into the, like, hybrid Monroeville and Andalasia, and it was so exciting. Yeah. And I feel like I've seen the woman who sang before.
All three of them were Broadway people.
Yeah. I feel like the woman was in the recent Into the Woods.
Maybe. I looked the guy up, and he was from, I want to say How to Get Away with Murder. That's not what it's called. Gentleman's Guide.
Ah, okay. I have to look her up now, because I got distracted when I was looking earlier. Okay, hold on. Please hold, friends. Oh, we haven't even talked about Tyson.
Oh, yeah, he's so cute. Okay, so Maya Rudolph's son is the, like, prince character. Mm-hmm. And he's really cute.
He is. Megan's like, I like his face.
I do. And him and Morgan have a nice little meet cute at the beginning.
Yeah.
But
I wish
barely get any of him.
I wish there was more of the two of them.
He's the Nancy of this movie.
Yeah. Like, I know that.
Although he's probably supposed to be the James Marsden.
Yeah. I know that this movie is about Giselle, but I wanted more of Morgan and Tyson. I feel like that would have been
me too fun. Because then they could have, if they wanted to build a franchise.
She was Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Like OG Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's why her voice sounded familiar. Started singing. I was like, I know that voice. Sorry.
Try to work in Korean deli, but I am Japanese. Yes, if they wanted to build a franchise, they should have given Morgan more screen time.
Yeah. Not necessarily Morgan, because she had a lot. They should have given her something other, another relationship outside of hers with Giselle.
Yeah. But she could still, if they wanted to do it, she could still go to college and do something. So, yeah.
So, we liked it.
I liked it. I think it was just as good as Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah.
I know people don't like Hocus Pocus 2 either. Here's the thing, friends, and I said this during Hocus Pocus 2 as well. You need to stop coming to these movies expecting them to be blockbuster movies. There's a reason they are releasing them on Disney Plus.
Exactly.
They are DCOMs.
Yes.
They are celebrity, like, star-studded, celebrity-filled DCOMs.
But they are DCOMs. People love the DCOMs, but they're not going to do well in the theaters.
And they're not high production value.
No.
And I was telling my coworker, I was like, you know, the Marvel TV shows and the Star Wars TV shows are really, like, making the Disney-created television
look garbage.
Like crap.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe that partnership wasn't the best.
Well, they just need to pick better things to put on as TV shows and better things to put on as movies. But that's a whole other discussion.
But they just need to, like, throw a few more dollars at. They clearly have it.
Yeah.
Considering what, like, Andor, like, my husband was watching Andor last night, and, like, I've watched a lot of the Star Wars stuff. Like, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind
of
like,
well, it's because, yeah, it's, there's a lot of things. But I think it was good.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, immediately download the soundtrack, but I probably will.
Yeah, I mean, I'll add it to my...
Yeah, add it to Spotify.
Yeah.
So. Yes.
I would say...
If you liked Hocus Pocus 2, you'll like this one, most likely.
Yeah. It's not going to be my, like, new favorite Disney movie, but no. I would watch it again.
Sequel.
I know I'm going to want to watch it again.
And, like, you guys, it's a sequel. Sequels are never better than the movie. Or as good as.
Like, except for Toy Story 2.
Well, that... That doesn't count because Toy Story 2 is the greatest of all time. But.
And
like,
Frozen 2.
They're, yeah. But they're. Listen, let me say the rules. But, like, we liked them well enough to get more. That's all we wanted was more.
Yes.
They gave us more. Yes. Was it exactly what we wanted? No. Did we even know what we wanted? No. Also, the first one came out 15 years ago.
Well, and the other thing with both of these properties is it's like they were never intended to have sequels.
No.
They have clear-cut endings.
Mm-hmm. The happily ever after is happily ever after.
Yes. They killed the witches at the end of the first Hocus Pocus. I was like, how are they going to bring these bitches back? Like,
this is fan service.
100%.
So,
I'm
realize
still sad
that
they didn't bring Susan Sarandon back.
Yeah. Realize that and watch the movie.
Yeah.
And you'll have fun.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah. Also, costumes, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Although I did not like anything they put Amy Adams in. The quality of the costumes were really good.
Yeah. Everything fit her weird.
I just didn't love but I also just didn't love the design of any of it.
The peacock dress was the best dress.
Yes. It was pretty.
And her shoes, perfect.
Yeah. Jacqueline was obsessed with her shoes.
I love shoes.
But, like, all of the Giselle clothes did not... They were very, like, 50s housewife, mm-hmm. which I thought was weird, considering...
I can see why. Because she is, like, she's the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
That's, you know, trying to, like, make everything perfect for mm-hmm. her family, mm-hmm. and then it's not. So, like, I could kind of see mm-hmm. where it would go in, mm-hmm. but it's Giselle. We know she's not like that.
Yeah. I just miss the princess dresses.
Yeah.
The curtain dresses.
Mm-hmm. The Snow White. The mm-hmm. Sound of Music dresses.
Yeah.
Hey, Megan. What are you thankful for this week?
Well, this week... I'm really not thankful for anything because I'm having kind of a crap week. But generally, I am obviously thankful for my family, both my immediate family and my extended families. We are very lucky to have, you know, lots of great people in our corners, lots of people that are, like, stressing me out and blowing me up because they want to see us so bad. And I'm just like, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
But sucks sometimes. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for Jacqueline. She's the best, and she lets me be a psychopath, and she's going to have to learn. We're both going to have to learn how to be frustrated with the other one now that we're going to be occupying a lot more space.
Yes.
We're not very good at that.
No. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
And I'm thankful for this show.
Yay.
I really like it. I really like doing it, even when I don't want to do it. And sometimes I don't. Like, we did not want to record tonight. There are times when I'm like, I don't want to make the TikTok. I don't want to upload things to social media. I don't want to. But
it's still.
I'm still thankful for the opportunity.
Yes.
What about you? Hey, Jacqueline, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for, you know, my friends and my family and all that stuff. I'm thankful that Matt and Megan have let me live in their house. In case you guys haven't figured that out by now, I live with them now. So I am thankful for that. I'm thankful for the group chat, for the Front Row Network group chat that we've had today.
That I also and emotionally exploded on. It's fine.
Some of the other days, also thankful for it, but it just made me so happy tonight. Like, it kind of brought me up out of a little bit of a pit. Yeah. So I'm thankful for that and for those people. So thanks, friends. This show, you know, I like what's happening.
Yeah. All right, friends. If you guys want to keep talking about Disenchanted or you just want to keep hanging out with us, you can find us at likethispod.com, where you can also buy our merch. Like This Pod on Instagram, Like This_Pod on Twitter, /Like This Pod on Facebook, and Like This Pod on TikTok. You can find me personally at Louder Than Words, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Princess_Jack on Instagram and Jack4104 on Twitter. And Jack is JACQ.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it.
We will see you guys next week when we talk about things.
We have a big surprise.
Yes. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.